This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Our region is best known for producing wine, dairy, and other agricultural products. But the North Bay is also home to more manufacturing businesses than you might realize.
There are actually more than 100 manufacturers, not including the wineries, the dairies, the food or the feed processors, or the largest manufacturers like Agilent and Medtronic. So over 100 manufacturers in what we call the Santa Rosa Quarter.
Dick Herman is the president of a newly formed trade group for those businesses called Santa Rosa MFG, which introduced itself at a downtown press conference yesterday. Collectively, those 100 companies employ almost 4,000 people, Herman says, and they play a big part in keeping the local economy healthy and diverse.
Most of these companies have been in this area for at least 10 years or more. They produce finished goods, components, sub-assemblies, and parts, and they do it for customers and companies worldwide. These companies ship approximately $150,000 of product per employee. So if you do the math for 4,000 employees, that's about $600 million in output for this group of companies.
By banding together in this new organization, the member companies hope to raise their public profile, as well as increase their networking and other interactions among themselves. But Herman says Santa Rosa MFG has also set itself some ambitious economic targets, which are represented in the numbers 3-2-3.
3 stands for 3 years, 2,000 new jobs, and $300 million in brand new manufacturing revenue for these 100 companies.
Announcing such aggressive goals, a 50% growth rate over the next 36 months, in a time of global economic uncertainty is counterintuitive, Herman admits. But upon closer inspection, he says, these circumstances can hold new opportunities for domestic businesses.
History shows us time and again that during times of major restructuring, such as our current economy, that global manufacturers retrench. This creates new opportunities for small and mid-sized manufacturers. In the current economy, many major manufacturers are cutting back, reducing their overseas orders. They're reducing their inventory levels, and they're actually seeking U.S.-based suppliers who can ship just in time and in smaller quantities so that they don't have to take the risk of unsold inventory in a very uncertain business environment.
Santa Rosa MFG has been incubated by the Santa Rosa Chamber of Commerce, but it's now an independent entity, one that is actively recruiting members from among those 100 companies. And Herman says they hope to offer those members some concrete budgetary benefits in addition to marketing and networking.
There is a remarkable opportunity to pool our buying power or our buying influence. The mid-sized manufacturer is at relative disadvantage in terms of things like healthcare costs versus a larger, more dominant buyer. By pooling our companies together, we think we can address some of those things.
Herman has coined the term the Santa Rosa Corridor to describe the bi-county region from Novato north to Cloverdale, an area that's about the same size as Silicon Valley. Now the challenge is to get it to the same level of public recognition. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.